Why? Not the why. In another packed podgram, old people can predict some weather. Drinking hot liquids like tea can help you cool off in the summer. Peanut butter gets gum out of hair. And the brace for crash position they tell you to assume in an airplane actually works. So this is our 20th show, and what we're going to do is look at these four statements that we thought would be lies, but who knew? They're kind of true. AKA,
why it's
not
a lie.
You've heard old people say it. Ooh, my trick knee is telling me we're going to have a storm. Or,
oh my shoulder, there's a change in the humidity.
Or, they'll insert body part and weather event as you see fit. This sounded ridiculous and perfectly lie-worthy of debunking, but egad, it has some validity to it. Weather pain, as it's sometimes called, exists. It's a widely held belief in medical circles that arthritis patients feel extra pain when it's rainy or cold. Almost all people over 70 have some sort of osteoarthritis. That's the kind of arthritis that comes from your body just being old and wear and tear, that kind of stuff. Now, researchers have attempted to study weather-related arthritis aches and pains and stuff, but it's hard for those studies to be known as valid, right? Because, you know, if you ask people who know you're trying to see if humidity or cold makes them feel more pain, they might skew the numbers, right, by giving you the answer that you want to hear. So it needs to be kind of a, you know, blind study. So there was a study about barometric pressure and joint pain. It was published in 2007, and they did it in a blind kind of way. What they did was they had interviewers call people with osteoarthritis in their knees specifically and ask them about their pain and how they manage it. So then they compared the pain with weather in the area that they called during the day of the call. Right, so get it? The callers didn't know what the weather was that day, and the interviewees were just being asked questions about pain in general. And hey, how do you feel? So the results found that subjects experienced more discomfort on days when barometric pressure and ambient temperature shifted. So, why does this happen? Well, no one knows for sure, but there are some theories. Most experts believe joints ache because atmospheric pressure changes, and it causes additional pressure in the body. Arthritic joints, which lack cartilage, feel these changes more intensely than healthy joints. Also, arthritic joints may be under more pressure than healthy ones, contributing to added pain during weather changes. So, some people feeling changes in the weather? That's why it's not a lie. If you're really hot and you want to cool down, one idea is to drink something really hot, like tea. I remember my dad telling me this when I was but a lad. I believed it then, but then, as I became older, I started to question. I mean, it's hot out, you put hot stuff in your body, you feel cooler? What? Well, my dad explained it, that your body would react to the hot liquid and make you cooler. Now, in India, it is quite hot there, yet the population drinks a lot of tea. So why would a billion people drink hot liquid on a hot day if it didn't have a benefit? It does. Receptors on the tongue tell the brain that the body is hot, which triggers the body's cooling systems, particularly sweating. In fact, you sweat disproportionately to the amount of heat that you've ingested, resulting, as long as that sweat can comfortably evaporate, in a cool down. So drinking hot liquids on a hot day helping you to keep cool? That's why it's not a lie.
If you get gum stuck in your hair, go get some peanut butter to get it out. What? Really? What do you do with this peanut butter? You rub the peanut butter in your hair where the gum is, and the gum will loosen and eventually come out. Now that seems like one of those weird natural cures like peppermint tea for better digestion, which isn't really true. Or those foot pads to remove toxins? Absolutely, totally not true. So wait a second, you can't shower the gum out? Nope. Basically, the reason gum doesn't come out with a quick shower is that it doesn't dissolve in water. Try to wash it out and it will only stick harder. But it does dissolve in oil, and peanut butter is full of it. Some people call it peanut oil. Wait, doesn't that mean I could use cooking oil? Indeed you could. Lots of people on YouTube are on there telling you to use olive oil or canola oil, and it seems to work fine. People appear to prefer peanut butter though, either because it's easier to work with, as opposed to leaning over the sink and dumping half a bottle of olive or canola oil on your head, or because it makes a more interesting fun fact. And who doesn't love a fun fact? That's not a lie.
So you're in a plane, and the flight attendant says something about the crash position. Or maybe that's in the little fold-out that's in your seat flap. Well, if the plane is going down, there's no way, I thought, that assuming a brace yourself for crash position, which is basically bending at the waist and putting your head between your knees, or by your knees, would save you at all. In fact, I read something nefarious on Facebook once that said airlines tell you to assume the crash position because it helps kill you instantly in a crash, so one, you won't suffer, aww, and two, it'll be safer to identify your body. Egad! Well, now, since that was on one of those conspiracy-type websites, I knew it was bunk, but still wrestled with the idea that the crash position was just a ploy to keep you in your seats. But, holy crap, it has proven to be helpful. Certainly better than running around the plane screaming. How helpful? Well, that's been hard to gauge because, well, each crash is different, right? But there is some good data, and it sounds like this. 70% of crashes are survivable. Meanwhile, 71% of deaths on airplanes happen to people who were unprepared for the crash, as in no seatbelt and not in the brace yourself for crash position. So, how does bracing for a crash help? Well, the main way it helps is it helps reduce flailing. Wait, what? Yeah, okay. If your arms and legs and your head aren't flailing about when there's a crash, then you won't smack them on anything hard. And, also very important, you won't smack them into anyone else either. Snopes.com has a great example from an actual flight in their explanation of this whole thing, which is, it's from a Boeing flight. It goes like this. Of the initial 87 survivors in the Middle East Boeing 737-400 aircraft, 77 sustained head and facial trauma during the crash, 45 of whom were rendered unconscious. There were 21 who received injuries to the back of the head, including 5 of the 6 severely head-injured adults. Those passengers who adopted the fully flexed brace position for crash landing achieved significant protection against head injury, concussion, and injuries from behind, irrespective of local aircraft structural damage. So the brace for crash position being a good thing to do? That's why it's not a lie. Well, that was fun, flipping things around for this episode. Or maybe it wasn't. You tell me. If you have some constructive feedback about the show, please let me know. Or, you know, glowing compliments. Hey, that'd be great too. Comment on Podomatic or on our Facebook page. Or on iTunes if you're jumping around there. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why
It's Not
a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.